USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jefferson, Colorado County Sheriff Jeff Schrader says Sol Paez, the woman who prompted schools in and around Denver to close, has killed herself.
The FBI recently just confirmed that they have found Ms. Paez deceased from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Schrader adds,
we are concerned to get kids back to school, and so we're going to continue working with the school district, the school safety team.
Paez caused a massive scare across the Denver area after the FBI learned she flew to Denver from Miami and purchased a shotgun. She was reportedly obsessed with the Columbine High School shooting. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is officially running for re-election. The Kentucky Republican released a video highlighting his ties to the president. The ad also touts McConnell's role in the confirmation of two conservative Supreme Court justices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Attorney General Bill Barr is establishing a new precedent in immigration cases that will keep thousands of migrants seeking asylum in detention centers for months. New York Republican Congressman Peter King tells Fox News something has to be done.
The reality is we can't take everybody in, and we have to look carefully at these asylum claims. As it turns out, many of them turn out not to be real, to be phony, but it gets the person in the country, and then they disappear or they come back 2 years later for a court hearing.
The congressman also says he's willing to work out a compromise. The congressman also says he's willing to work out a deal with Democrats.
I think what the Democrats should be doing is they should be making a counteroffer saying they would agree to this if the president would move on the Dreamers and TPS. Then we would get grounds for compromise. But they just reject everything that the president proposes.
Florida prosecutors plan to release police videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft at a spa in Jupiter, Florida. The 77-year-old billionaire is charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
With the Mueller report set to be released on Thursday, former independent counsel Ken Starr tells Fox News if he were Attorney General William Barr, he would stand outside the halls of Congress so he could answer any questions any congressman on the Democratic side of the aisle or Republican side would have for him.
Well, I've had no conversations with Bill Barr, whom I hold in very high regard, but I would just say this. I'm speaking as an alumnus twice of the Justice Department, including serving under Bill Barr. He's extraordinarily able and smart, so he doesn't need my advice. I'm speaking as a citizen who has served in the Justice Department. This would build, I think, public confidence in what he has done if he stands and explains it, rather than waiting for a congressional hearing, which will be a week or who knows how long.
And regarding Bill Barr's comments last week at a hearing regarding the Trump administration being spied upon, Starr says,
all fair-minded Americans should want to know everything. We should want to know everything we can in terms of the Mueller investigation. How did the whole special counsel investigation get started? And there are many questions that have been raised. And what Bill Barr said is, you know, there are concerns. He's not jumping to a conclusion. He's a very good lawyer. He's not jumping to a conclusion, but he said, we're going to look into it. And if Bill Barr is personally interested in this, believe me, very talented, honest lawyers, investigators in the Department of Justice are going to get to the bottom of this. And I think it's going to be helpful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.